This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is 7 after the hour. Do you know that? Monday, December 31st is upon us, the last day of 2018. Here to celebrate with me is Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden. Victoria is in New Jersey, Rich is in Washington. I'm at the CRN studios in Los Angeles without Jennifer. Jennifer is, she's not even powdering her nose. She's just getting caught up on the Z's, which is all right. Back on Wednesday. So here we go, out of this year, into next year, what sort of things are we celebrating? One of the things, well, I'm going to let Victoria here, I'm going to encourage. I remember once saying to a person who was close to me in my life, I'm going to have her. I think I said I'm going to have her or let her do something that involved writing a check. And I remember the response was an eyebrow lifted up. You're going to have me? You're going to what? And I then quickly changed to, would you please do that? So, Victoria, would you please enlighten us as to what the most important trending story is for this hour?
Well, the government shutdown is the number one trending story, and it's been 9 days and all that stuff, yada, yada, yada. But let's travel a bit. Let's get into a better mindset, I think. So it's one of the top websites that are for travel destinations. It's called Lonely Planet. I don't know if you've ever been on that site. You've traveled around the world.
No, I don't know
it. Lonely Planet has it's a really fun site, and every year they do their top 10 cities to visit. And so for 2019 is no exception. They put out the list of where they believe are the hottest spots that people should really go and see. And they don't pick, like, you know, New York or Paris. They go a little off the beaten path. And so the number one city that they think people should visit in 2019 is Copenhagen. And they have lots of reasons for that. It's very clean. People cite very friendly attitudes towards tourists. Lots of cool stuff to see. Lots of great history, great art, good food, things like that. So Copenhagen is number one. Number two on the list for places to visit in 2019 is, maybe you've even been here, Doug, in China. Have you ever been to Shenzhen?
Yes.
It's one of the, where, apparently
it's
it
where
is
the soldiers. What do they call this?
The stone soldiers.
Terracotta.
Yeah,
warriors.
Terracotta.
Yeah, that's where they are. You're
great.
Got it.
Excuse
me. Yeah.
Well, they say that, you know, typically people go to Beijing or Shanghai or Hong Kong, but Shenzhen is actually making its mark as a futuristic, hyper-modern city with innovative environmental practices and all kinds of very cool modern architecture. And there's a new high-speed rail that connects to Hong
Kong.
So.
Yeah, they've done a lot. They've done with rail what we should be doing in this country, and the Japanese have done. The Japanese actually pioneered using the magnetic trains. They go 190 miles an hour, and it's magnetized. That's how they get the speed. That's how they keep on the track. The power is from magnets. And the Chinese have taken that, and they're doing high speed between Beijing and four or five other cities that are on the East Coast, because that's basically, Beijing is an eastern city and all of the things. All the way down, actually, though, to Hong Kong and to Taiwan, they're trying to connect these rails. It's a very intriguing situation. The United States is so far behind in all this stuff, and I don't know why, because we spend so much money for rail, transportation in general, infrastructure. But the Chinese are now, the second part of the story, Victoria, is they're doing this sort of thing in medium-sized cities like this, doing the environmental thing to point to the rest of the world. Look, see, you're all telling us how we're contaminating the world and ruining the air. Look at what we've done in this city. Well, there's no industry in that city to begin with. It's a tourist city. It's a farming. The outside of that area is a farming area, and so there's no real industry there. When you go into some of the other places, though, Beijing is a fairly good example, but there are a couple of other cities that are worse, where you can't see the sun because there's so much pollution in the air. People, the average age is 45, 50 years old because they, you know, breathe that crap all the time, and they're dead. Yeah. But this is showtime for the Chinese. And, okay, so it's a nice place to go. It is. It's a fascinating city. But it isn't. They're holding it up. See, it's a modern Chinese city. Yeah, okay. So do the same in your industrial cities, you bunch of boobs. All right, anyway, excuse me.
Well, number three on the list is not a place that I would ever think of, but there is apparently in Serbia, there is a city called Novi Sad,
right.
And apparently it's a very big music scene for, like, the dance club scene, and so I guess a lot of ravers have already long known about this town in Serbia, but that made number three on the list.
That sounds
safe. Yeah.
No, it's not. Those places in Eastern Europe like that, you don't want to go. No.
It wouldn't be on my list. Number four on the list is the first American city entry on of the top 10 Lonely Planet places to go and visit in 2019, and that is Miami, Florida. And the reason I chose Miami is because they say that it has, obviously we know it has stunning beaches. South Beach has a very cool scene, but the art scene in Miami is actually even more prevalent than it has ever been, with the Art Basel Miami Beach that happens in December every year, and that's tons of celebrities flock there. There's a big food element to it, lots of festivals, things like that. And so Miami made the list. And number five.
Yeah. If I may, it's Hispania. It's not America. It's Hispania. It's the art is all Hispanic. The food is Hispanic. Miami has been taken over by the Cubans. We all know since the boat lift how things changed in Miami. And it is not the same city that it was 40, 50 years ago. Having said that, however, what you've said is there is fabulous art. The architecture is now becoming more prevalent, which is much more Hispanic. I don't know, like Southwestern, we would say. It's not Southwestern, but the influence of that architectural trend. Miami is still a big American city, but in terms of how it looks, but culturally, it is it's little Hispania, and that's not a critical statement. It's just a reality.
Yeah, you know what's funny? We fly from Colombia when we go. You know, when my wife is from Colombia, fly back through Miami quite a bit, and my wife will still end up translating for me in the airport in Miami.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't find anybody speaking English in Miami.
Yeah, one time you can, but you know, it's just sometimes it's easier just to speak Spanish. One time we flew back from Panama into Miami, where in Panama, everybody speaks English. It's basically, it's what Miami
it
used to be.
It was an American protectorate.
Right. It's more American than Miami is nowadays. It's really weird.
When I went to Peru last month, I flew down through Miami, same thing, Richie, and going through that airport.
I hate that airport.
It so annoys me. And that's a horrible airport.
It's a terrible airport. It's
dirty.
But you know what? La Careta, the Cuban restaurant in there. Oh,
is that good?
I'd rather just go to Calle Ocho on South Beach. Skip the airport altogether.
Yeah, right. All right, you had one other place you wanted us to go to.
Number five. Let's go to Kathmandu, Nepal. That is number five on the list of from Lonely Planet's places to visit in 2019. And Kathmandu, they say it's because it has a lot of history, obviously. And so a lot of people have been more... they've been more interested in the history of Nepal. There's been a lot of news, there's a lot of coverage of the Nepalese people recently and their various religious battles going on and things like that. So I don't know if I would put this as one of the safest places to go.
I would love to go.
Apparently
safety wasn't a feature in this poll.
No,
This is adventure.
Nepal is a place that time has forgotten. If you know the story of Lost Horizon, the book from the 1930s, the movie 1950s, and then it was remade in the 1970s, it's a fascinating story about Shangri-La. That's where if you go over the mountains onto the other side of the mountain from the Chinese side, you find, well, theoretically, the legend is you find the land that time forgot and the land where you can live forever. That's really the Nepalese people live longer than anybody else, any group mm-hmm. of people in the world.
Well, the interesting thing is we'll see Nepal in 2019 on TV. I'm sure there's going to be some coverage, but the South Asian Games is going to be hosted in Kathmandu. And one of the other things that they cited for having this be number five on the list is 3 years ago they had that horrible earthquake. And so ever since then, they've been rebuilding. And so they've been rebuilding, and now the city is actually quieter by design. They've banned cars and anything with motors throughout the whole historic district of Kathmandu Valley. And so there's more of a, it's just calmer and quieter, and there's more of an influence of wellness. And so I think that that's probably one of the some great reasons to go and visit. I know Nepal, I would love to see that as well. That'd be interesting.
Also, if you're traveling, you may find this interesting. The first of four plastic-free flights departed Portugal in a bid by an aircraft leasing company to banish all plastics from the planes by the end of next year. The company's called HiFly. First trial trip left Lisbon for Natal, Brazil, without a single plastic item on board the plane. Passengers were given bamboo cutlery, new paper packaging containers that can be easily composted. Items replaced were cups, spoons, sick bags, dishes, butter pots, soft drink bottles, and toothbrushes. This company aims to make it a fleet-wide plastic-free zone by the end of the year. Good for them. If American Airlines had any brains, they'd do the same thing.
Cool.
They're too busy screwing their customers to think about this. The garbage that this would be a real eye-opener. If you take a trip across the country and you stay in the plane or you're the last one off, the plane has four people. When it gets to the gate, there are four people that charge into the plane, and they run up and down the aisles, and they take all of the whatever is left behind in front of the seats and under the seats and that sort of thing. And they have these huge, usually four or five huge trash bags of garbage. But if you really look at the floor, I was looking at this yesterday on the plane, the crap that the little particles of things that aren't vacuumed out at the bottom of the seats where the rug meets the seat, that kind of stuff. And what,
they don't
what's
even vacuum
in
between
there?
Flights. It's gross. Ugh.
It is gross.
People who take their shoes off on the planes.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Gag me. Ugh.
That'd be nuts. All right, let's get something good going here, and that's care and the care and love of your teeth. If you would like to join the 2019 group that listens to this program that knows how to leave a great lasting impression by having a fabulous smile, this is the way to do it. Take my advice, take our advice, take the advice of people who are experts. Dentists will tell you Power Swabs is the best, most advanced teeth whitening system in the country, in fact, in the world, and it'll improve your smile in just 5 minutes. 5 minutes after using Power Swabs once. I was amazed. I first did this, Richie, it was like 8 or 9 years ago, I think, we first started talking about Power Swabs. And, of course, you always have to throw in the dental jet. Story.
Oh, the rectal jet, the rectal, you sent your son through college.
What?
Yeah, right.
Long story.
The rectal, don't you remember that story?
Long
the rectal
story.
Jet was, well, this was a product we were advertising that had two attachments. One of them was called the rectal jet, and it was for obvious purposes.
Oh, wait,
the other
don't
was
over
called,
yet.
Right, because you can get a dental, you have an attachment.
You just take the rectal attachment off, put the other attachment on, and then now it's the dental jet.
Oh, okay.
We sold
put
those
son through college with that.
Right, we sold those, like tons of those for over a year, I think. Anyway, meanwhile, back at Power Swabs.
Honey, this tastes funny.
No, you'll love Power Swabs and what it does to whiten your teeth. Risk-free solution. This will make you more confident. There's an exclusive offer using the DJV code. Call 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code. Tell them you're listening to DJV show, and you get 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs cleans your teeth in 5 minutes. It's all good. It's all positive. It's a no-brainer. 800-208-1797. Power Swabs.
Still Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Find now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As we round out 2018, the final list, we've been doing some lists of the top five songs in various generic categories as compiled by Billboard magazine, the top dance songs of 2018. Let's see if these are different than the pop songs and the rock songs, at least in flavor, ladies and gentlemen. Richie, Victoria, all right, here we go. Number five on this list of the top dance and electronic songs of the year, Marshmello, Fort Bastille.
Marshmello featuring Bastille. Featuring Bastille.
Right. It doesn't make a difference. Who cares? Happier.
Well, that's who's singing.
Okay. So what are we do? Crank this up, Richie. Let's see if we think this is worth anything at all. Happier is the song. I'm all for happy song.
I don't think this is very dancey. I hear this all the time on the pop stations, so I don't know why this was in the dance category.
I think we're losing something in America, and it's called our musical standards, if you will. Everything's been universalized, right? I mean, think about it. All the music is, we've always had, you can go around the world and listen to music from American artists everywhere you go. I was in Peru, and I was listening to most of the music they play on there is American music. So, anyway, number four on the list of top dance and electronic songs is One Kiss by Calvin Harris. And in this is Dua Lipa, who we heard from on the pop song category. What do we think of this? This I kind of like. Crank it up, Richie. Let's see if we can make this work. I like this move. I like this sound.
What I would typically think of on the dance and electronic charts.
Right. The lady who runs the general store on the farm was playing something very similar to this when I walked into the store the other day, and I said, time for the Easley Farm Dance Contest. I was dancing around the floor. Looking.
She dug at an EDM concert, Victoria.
Okay.
That'd be great.
All right. Thank you. Number three of the top dance electronic songs of the year comes from the Chainsmokers with Coldplay working together. I like Coldplay. I can't stand the name.
Wait, what happened? We skipped the song?
Oh, wait a minute.
Is this something
wrong?
I gave you number two. Hold on.
No, Richie, number three. Something just like this.
You know,
we're being critical, but think about it this way. There are 8 musical notes on a scale. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. That's it. Those notes, the instruments that have been created over the years, think of how Mozart and Bach and Beethoven and Haydn and all of the great composers and even great composers of this era have taken those 8 notes and made so much music. Think about the amount of music there is using just those 8 notes.
Add in your flats and sharps.
Well, yeah, flats and sharps, but you know, that doesn't add. That triples what the possibilities are with the 8 notes. But all the musical instruments and stuff, think about how you hit all the notes on a piano. It's just fabulous, right? Somebody can create this in their mind. So give them a break there a little bit. So that's number 3. Number 2 belongs to, once again, Mr. Marshmallow showing up with Selena Gomez singing Wolves. Alright, so there's a song that was in the pop song that also made the top dance song. Matter of fact, the number 1 song this week on the dance charts belongs to Zedd and Maren Morris. It's called The Middle. And here's what your kids are dancing.
Well, you just meet me in the middle. I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet
there they are,
me
boys
in
and girls. Top dance and electronic songs of 2018 here exclusively on the DJB program at 28 past the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula. Ultimate lower back relief formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate lower back relief formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's the final day of 2018. America gets ready to celebrate tonight as the years change, and nowhere will security be tighter than in New York City's Times Square.
New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill says security will be tight and drones will be used this year to patrol the crowd.
It's going to be one of the most well-policed, best-protected events at one of the safest venues in the entire world.
I'm Robert Walensky.
A South Korean newspaper says North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has sent President Trump a New Year's message concerning the stalled nuclear talks. According to that paper's report, it was delivered Friday and was conciliatory in tone, though it didn't give further details. The Texas federal judge who ruled Obamacare unconstitutional says it will stay in effect through the appeal process. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Happily, in fact, Monday, December 31st. Won't be able to say that again. At least number of times you can say December 31st, 2018 is waning rapidly. New Year's Day tomorrow, New Year's Eve tonight. A lot of great celebrations. Everybody's talking about the same thing. Look at all the news channels, the same garbage over and over again. So let's do something different. Actually, all of the attention has been focused on the politics of the wall and Syria. I noticed that Lindsey Graham was on CNN. Now, what do you expect from CNN except for them to give him a hard time? But apparently he was asked a question by one of the anchors, and his response on the air was, "That's a bunch of bull." And he got on the air.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to YouTube that later.
Yeah, see if you can find that, Richie, will you please? That whole focus is on the shift. The senator was able to get to the president. The president is going to sort of calm down his, at least the rhetoric on whether the troops come out of Syria quickly or not. There were three main objectives, apparently. They talked about the two of them together. I'm looking at all these people and all the things that are being said. You know, you look at some websites like CNN, the Huffington Post, those places, there's always something negative. There's always blame. There's always a nasty shot at Trump, no matter what. However you take it, it kind of reminds me of what Newsmax did with Hillary Clinton. It was always, or Bill Clinton, ugliest picture they could find. That's right. What you put on the cover.
Right.
Of those, that's what they do.
Everybody's
both
playing to their
the
base.
Thing.
They're playing to their
that's
base.
That's the base, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So I see that the outgoing chief of staff, John Kelly, says that Sessions, a former AG, is to blame for the zero-tolerance immigration policy. You know, how the kids were separated from their parents. Is this just a blame game, or is there something...
I can believe that. Sessions is tough on immigration.
You think that makes sense?
It's plausible.
Yeah. Well, anyway. I thought also it was interesting, NBC had a special Meet the Press focused on climate change, and of course they wanted to blame the current administration for everything, and that's nonsense, because that's not true at all. The problems with the climate and the environment, I think earlier we were talking, Victoria, about mercury being mm-hmm. in the atmosphere and what a problem that is and how
yeah.
it's got to be cleaned out. It's in medicine, it's in the atmosphere, it's in things that comes out of stuff that is cooked, in fact, out of smokestacks. It's just, it's really bad, and not enough attention is paid to it.
I don't think people know.
No,
I really don't think people. Yeah, the average person who happens to live, and this is all coming from coal plants. If you live in, you know, near one of those, you don't realize what's coming out of those smokestacks, and it's mercury is one of the, what do they call it? The particulate matters. That's
yes,
one of the things.
That's
that are,
exactly what it is. Particulates. Yep.
Yeah. So exactly it's really dangerous, and I think people have a right to know what the, you know, what the air quality is around them. And unfortunately, this EPA is just, in my opinion, environmentally, they're a disaster.
Well, the EPA,
like you said, they're reversing the stuff. They're reversing. They're not addressing the issues. Yeah, they're not addressing the issues that should be addressed,
exactly.
And they're reversing stuff which just feels like it's payola. It just just like the FCC, that Ajit Pai, the guy is the head of the FCC now. Yeah. Everything that he's ruled is it very blatantly favors Verizon and Comcast and all the big companies. It's just, you know, it's really unfortunate because
gives them a bad name.
Yeah, and you look forward, you know, and it's just like, well, we're going to have to deal with this now until the next administration comes in, and then they're going to have to go even tighter on restrictions to make up for what's been undone. It's a mess.
Did you see the list over the weekend of the 8 billionaires who are interested in running for president the next time around?
No.
I think it was. I
know
where.
We talked about Bloomberg, but who else is on the list?
Well, Bloomberg is the wealthiest. Well, there are the usual suspects. George Soros is on the list, and Bezos, and Mark Cuban, and a bunch of people that in Oprah. You know, whether that's all speculation nonsense.
Yeah.
I think it's
that's what it's coming to, though. You would need that kind of money to run for president.
Well,
yeah.
If you look at the list of the people on the top end and the lower end, it's really, it's all relative. Michael Bloomberg is worth $50 billion. And at the lower end of the scale, Oprah's a pauper. She's only worth $2.5 billion. Cuban is worth $3.5 billion. And so, you know, you look at these things and you think to yourself, my God, where's the relativity here? And do they have any relativity? Can you, if you have that much money, be able to relate to people like you and me? I would like to see, of the people that are out there, I don't know what kind of, I'm quite fond of Mark Cuban. There's something about his personality, something about his, like, right to the focus. I like him. But I don't know what, you know, Oprah, any of these, Oprah said she's not running. And most of the people on that list say they're not running. It's just
Mark
speculation.
Mark Cuban was asked about it during the last election, and he kind of threw his... He made a few statements that made people think that he might run someday. I don't think that he would right now. I think that he's there. And, you know, and when you look at, like, Jeff Bezos, and you look at so many of these other people, except for Bloomberg, because he already has a history with politics. But if I were one of those billionaires, I would never want to go into public office, because there's so much more that you can do on your own.
On your own.
You can be so much more effective.
Look at what Bloomberg does.
Yeah.
He gives away $4 or $5 billion a year, and nobody knows about it. He fixes this problem in Africa and that problem in South America and some of that. He just, like,
Was it $1 billion that he just gave to Johns Hopkins for medical research?
Yeah.
Like,
there's
just so much more that
for
you can do without the red tape.
And you know how he's done it? Here's the, there. He has these machines that were developed by him. I'll give you a quick thumbnail sketch of what his story is. When Michael Bloomberg got out of Wharton, he went to work for Merrill Lynch, and he was a programmer, and he had an idea, and he went to Merrill Lynch after he'd been there a couple of years and said, look, I've got this idea for a computer. Why don't we, I'll tell you what it is. And he did, and he said, I need $30 million from you to seed it. And they said, no, we don't believe that. It's not going to work. There's too many other things out there that are just the same. So what does Bloomberg do? Again, he's in his 20s. So he takes the idea and he goes someplace else. And then he gets a commitment for the money. He goes back to Merrill Lynch and says, I quit. And they say, what do you mean you quit? Well, I got somebody to back me. I'm going to build my own computer. And so then Merrill Lynch that day gives him a check for $30 million because they don't want to lose him. So he got a $30 million check from Merrill Lynch to start his own company and agreed to use Merrill Lynch as the main selling tool as to how you apply. Once you have the information, you can take the tools that are at the Bloomberg machine and use it to buy stocks. It watches and stock and yada, yada, yada. So what Bloomberg did was take his own proprietary information, create a computer that is now being used by everybody, every major bank, every major financial institution, everybody uses and looks to the Bloomberg because he spared no expense to have the best reporters, to have the best people finding the best information so that whatever was on the Bloomberg was most up to date, most accurate, and then he figured out how to use a computer to guide, to follow these things second by second that you need to watch in order to know where the money is. So he then starts buying stock in these companies, and he sort of proved it by his own work. Here's how my machine works, and here's what I did. I put my money in this, and look what it did. And that's why he's as rich as he is. He's going to sell a lot of these Bloomberg machines for sure. Or he won't sell them. He won't sell them. He'll lease them. And you got to do a 3-year deal minimum, and it's like, I don't know how much a month, but it's a lot of money. But it's all worth it because the information is so good. So now along comes a little-known Canadian company that went public this year and has made a lot of people rich, including somebody that was inside, sort of a ski bum with strong coding skills, who was just like Michael Bloomberg when he started. This guy came up, and that's why that TV show I was talking about, Hard and whatever, I can't remember the name of it. I looked it up before. I still can't remember it. About the computer business. It's a story of Compaq Computer, basically, how it came to be. So, anyhow, this guy invests... Holland Catch Fire. Thank you, Richie. That's it. So, anyway, this guy invests... let me see if I can find the right number here. It's $171,000 of his family's money. And he now is worth $1.1 billion after just 1 year in this Canadian cannabis company. Canada has legalized, opened up massive growth opportunities for people.
That's a lot of pot,
number one stock. Oh, yeah. Yeah, these are game changers. The stock's gone up like how many jillion percent. But this guy did the same thing, sort of, using the Bloomberg tool. So anyway, that's the story of Bloomberg and the story of a pot. Actually, a lot of people, even if you don't like the use of pot, it's a very, very good investment because it's going to happen. Wait till it's nationalized. You know, you saw hemp get nationalized in the Farm Bill a couple, 3 weeks ago. Already all the stock in any hemp organization is through the roof. And that'll happen, I think, sooner rather than later. So that's that story. Here's a good story about a fellow named Alan Naiman. You know him? Naiman. This is a fabulous story. Fabulous. This guy's 63 years old, and he just passed away. I'm trying to remember what he did for work, but it was some menial job. He bought cheap shoes, cheap clothes, all the stuff. He never was married. Drove jalopies.
Well, one of these guys.
Yep.
Yeah, I know it's coming. Come on, hit me.
He's
How many billions of dollars did he have under his mattress?
$11 million.
Yeah.
He died. He gave it to impoverished, sick, and disabled children. Left it all.
Oh, that's nice.
Charity.
Very nice.
Yeah. Okay. So Richie belittles him and spoils the story.
You hear these stories where people really just spend their whole existence on this planet doing nothing but stuffing nickels
under
their...
There was a teacher who did that a couple of years ago. Remember when she died? She was making 60 grand. This guy was making 67 grand a year. He was a banker. He worked in the Department of Social and Health Services and took care of the money in there. So anyway,
But think about it. It's a wonderful thing that you do at the end of your life. But really, the rest of your life was meaningless because you did nothing.
Right?
You
nothing
know?
With it. Yeah. All right, let's do something with your life right now. Those of you who want to lose weight, the season of eating is over as of the first of the year, so you're now all starting to do the same thing that you do every single year. Okay, I'm going to join the gym. I'm going on Weight Watchers, blah, 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 blah. No, no, no. You go to Calitrin. This is a product that will help you lose weight and keep it off. It will help you because the main ingredient is collagen. That's the number one protein in your body, which your body starts making when you get into your 30s. So maybe you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, whatever you are now, and you put on 10 pounds or whatever over the holidays, you want to get rid of it. Absolutely no adverse effects. This is the way to go. 30 years they've been helping people lose, tens of thousands of people lose millions of pounds, and it's healthy. I don't have to, you know, go on any particular diet. It's a whole different thing because the collagen is what activates your muscles. Your muscles burn off the fat, and that's where the weight goes. Goodbye, weight. See you later. All right, you want to get on the deal? Go to toploss.com website. Can't buy this at the store. Can't get it online at Groupon or at Amazon, any place like that. You go online to toploss.com. Use the code DJV and you'll save 10% off whatever you buy. Plus, when you get three bottles, they'll give you a fourth one without charge. Be sure, though, to check the box for DJV at toploss.com. Be successful in losing the weight and keeping it off, and don't go on one of those crazy diets. Exercise, yeah. No crazy diets, though. It's toploss.com for Calitrin. Save a lot of money using the code DJV. Save your life. Lose the weight. That's the way to do it. Calitrin at toploss.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money. But the notice said that if I don't pay them in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
The IRS can do all that and more, unless you get help. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Call U.S. Tax Shield and let them help you get a fresh start. They have access to the IRS's Fresh Start Initiative, which can stop collection efforts and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%, so you'll get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-801-9553 to learn if you qualify. Call 800-801-9553. That's 800-801-9553. Again, 800-801-9553.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
No one's going to recognize this theme, so I better get to it quickly so I put everybody out of their misery. This is the music from the movie Silence of the Lambs. Victoria, Richie, would you ever... I mean, Chucker would recognize it, kind of.
I would never know this, though. I've seen the movie, but I would never remember the music.
I haven't seen the movie. I have no interest whatsoever.
It would not be a movie for you.
A human's liver and eat it. So,
well, that's not in it, but you wouldn't like it.
No, I'm sure I would. But I do like Anthony Hopkins, who's the star. And so Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, to wish us all a happy new year. Give us the rundown of what did well at the box office over the weekend. And tell us about Anthony Hopkins. Is how old today?
81 years old.
81, yep. And how much acting is he still doing?
He's still acting. He was in the TV show Westworld on HBO over the last few years. He's done the Thor movies. And he's going to play Pope Benedict in a movie called The Pope, which will come out probably this year. 134 acting credits. But most people know him as he became a household name in 1991, starring as Hannibal Lecter in the Oscar-winning film Silence of the Lambs. Not only did he win Best Actor, but the film won all five major Oscars, including Best Picture, Director, and Film. So,
what does that say about people's values? This guy ate people. What does that say?
Yeah, I don't know. What's the problem?
He's amazing in the movie. It's great.
Yeah, I get that. All right. Well, role of a lifetime, I guess, in a manner of speaking. Jodie Foster sort of became a household name out of that movie, too, didn't she?
Yeah, absolutely.
In a sense, yeah.
Do you know what actress... Jodie Foster did not do the sequel. You remember what actress reprised the role of Clarice Starling?
No.
Who took over
didn't
for her?
Did it go to Julianne Moore, right?
Yeah, Julianne Moore, yes.
Huh. Why didn't she want to go back to that role, do you suppose?
I don't know. She just didn't want to do it. I guess she loved the first film so much she didn't want to tarnish its reputation by doing a sequel. I actually like the sequel, but I got to say, if you think the first one has some violence. The second one is really much more disturbing in content.
How old was your daughter when you took her to see it? Three?
Stop it, huh? she only likes zombie movies. She doesn't like serial killer movies.
All right. We'll get in a moment to the story over the weekend, which movie is number one at the box office. Any surprises? We'll find out right after this from Chuck.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man who proves when you're too cute and you have a large brain, the brain wins, even if you're cute, Chucker.
Really?
Yeah. All right, what's number one at the box office? You got to think about that a little bit. What do we have for results over the weekend, or is it too soon? We're going to be waiting till Wednesday?
No. We'll do it now. But the week between Christmas and New Year's, without a doubt, is the most interesting week in movies in terms of people going to theaters to see film, because most movies do very, very well, because almost every day feels like a weekend. Aquaman, number one again, 50 million, just a 23% drop off week to week. This film's done 189 million in the U.S. alone since it opened 10 days ago. I like the film. Word of mouth seems to be pretty good among the general public.
It's $750 million around the world. $750 million around the world, the movie.
It's pretty good. Mary Poppins Returns, up 20%, 28 million, 99 million in 2 weeks. Bumblebee, number three, 20 million, 67 million in 2 weeks. And Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse ran out the top.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.